Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
I'm Niles Nowak.
Nicole Velnick.
Allison Armstrong.
And this is Creativity Wasted. So my idea is a movie. And I don't know if you guys have heard of the comedy podcast called Comedy and Everything Else.
I have not.
Nope.
It's Todd Glass, Jimmy Pardo or Jimmy Dore, and Stephanie Zamora, I think her last name was. It's a really early podcast. I think it may have even like predated Joe Rogan. And they would do a thing on the podcast that I thought was really cool. They'd be in like they'd talk about the news or what's going on in their day, and they would just like start a fake argument. They would just veer off, like somebody would decide to just like jump into a sketch and the other one would eventually pick up on it and they would just play a game. So they would just turn like everyday things into like a spontaneous comedy bit just for each other's entertainment. And I thought that was really cool. And so it inspired this movie idea. So there's this couple who are like young actors, sketch comedy people, and that's what they do to each other, is that they play these like sketch comedy games. They do fake arguments in public. They like if they're in the bedroom, they'll say like, oh, can you do this weird fucking thing that they don't really want, and just to make the other one laugh. And they keep doing stuff like that, and they keep escalating it higher and higher, to the point where they're even like they use props that they plan ahead of time. Maybe their friends are in on the bit, so if they're like going to a cafe, they'll have a friend show up and sort of like an improv anywhere, but just for each other, they'll just like.
So it's like an improv romance story.
Yeah. Improv romance. They trick each other. They pull these elaborate pranks on each other for fun. But that's like the background. That's not the like plot the yet.
Yeah. I could see like something going like too far, and it causes like a rift in their relationship, and they have to decide if it's like worth it.
Yeah, I was gonna kind of go that way. So basically, what happens is. But basically, they're a couple, and they're not married yet. They're not engaged, but maybe they're like at the point of like moving in together. And he hasn't met her family, so they go on a trip to meet. Apparently, her only family is her father. No siblings, no mother, no nothing. So they just show up to meet the father, and the father is like the most stereotypical abusive asshole ever. Like they show up and he's got his gut hanging out of a wife beater shirt with his beer, and he's like, as soon as they introduce, he's putting her down and just being a total asshole. But the guy thinks, oh my god, this is the most elaborate bit ever.
I like that.
It's just so over the top. He's so over the top asshole that he thinks, oh, the father's in on this bit. And he's loving it.
Dad is great. I love your dad. He is one of a kind. This guy's good.
He's loving it. He's maybe even like participating in the putting down just because he thinks it's all fake. And, they have like a crazy dinner with like a blow up. Maybe they throw shit and it's just super elaborate. And then they go to bed. They're like staying at the father's house, and the guy wakes up. The girl's not. Are you there, Allison?
I thought she was loving this story and cheesing the whole time.
So did I.
I was like, I like it too. I was interested, dude.
Hey, sorry, Tom. I just got offended by the plot of it.
Okay. I did wait. So it's nighttime. The guy wakes up. The girl's not in bed with him. and he hears all this commotion in the other room, like things breaking and yelling. And so he goes to see what it is. And the girl stops him at the door and she says, I haven't figured out exactly how this is going to go down, but I think what's going to happen is she says, hold on a second. Don't come in. I'm murdering my father. Can you get like a rug for me to wrap his body in or something? Like almost matter of the fact. And maybe she closes the door and then there's a little more commotion. Then she comes back to the door and she says, come on, just do it. And so because it's so weird, like that she would be that way. He thinks, oh, this is another bit. So he gets the carpet and they put the body in the carpet and he thinks, oh, they must have hired some makeup artist. Like this is really great. Like, they've done stuff like that before. And they put the body in the car and maybe it makes noise and she kicks it and they just keep going. And so they go somewhere to like throw it down a well or bury it or something.
Yeah.
And the guy is still thinking, this obviously isn't real. They must have some like magician breathing apparatus or something. And
improv shit runs in the family here, dude.
So, I think they must bury the body and he's still thinking it's not real. And she's like crying and like begging him to, not tell anybody. And they're leaving and she's saying that she's so glad that he helped and like all of this stuff. And it's slowly starting to sink into him. Like as the time passes with the body underground, that it's real. And then the movie ends. So he realizes that he helped murder.
What movie is this? What the fuck?
This is Tom's movie, dude.
Is she not paying attention at all?
No, I was paying attention. I'm saying I got so lost in the movie that I thought it was already made. I would watch that movie. Tom, make that movie.
Yeah, dude, for real.
That was such a good movie. I was listening to that movie, and in my head, that was a good-ass movie.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I would read the Wikipedia page of that movie so hard.
So I'd call it completely serious. And I'm not sure if they would do a thing like when they're pranking each other, if they would say, oh, I'm being completely serious, like during the pranks, if that's too on the nose with the title.
No, it's good.
I like it
a lot. Yeah. Say it once, they go, oh, he said the name. You say it twice, they go, oh, it's like a thing where they go, it's his name. And then by the third time, you go, this is the fucking bit, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I don't know if I'm going to make it clear that the woman is glad that she's fooling the guy. I don't know if I'm going to make that obvious. So my thought is that she knows that he thinks it's not real and she's taking advantage of that and using that to get him to help commit the murder.
Mm. Yeah.
But I don't, I might leave it as a mystery, like not like the audience doesn't know.
It's like ambiguous how she feels about it.
Yeah.
No,
I kind of like that.
You like leaving it ambiguous?
Yeah, because then people can argue about it after.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, every more conversational, if it's ambiguous. I like ambiguous.
Yeah. Tom, you got to make this movie.
But like you have to know in the background, like, you have to know if she knows as you write it, but you can't, like, tell anybody.
Yeah. You have to die with this.
You have to, like, you have to mastermind it, and, like, no one else can know, except for me. You can tell me. I won't tell
you. You can tell me.
You definitely tell me. I want to know. Yeah. Tom, I want to know.
Edit it out.
you think that would? Do you think you could make it plausible enough? Do you think that would work? Like, okay, is this guy just totally dumb, or could you really make it that they prank each other so elaborately that it would make sense that he would think it's not real?
Yes, dude. This is such a good idea. This idea of blending reality, we see it all the time.
Yeah.
Practical Jokers with Jackass.
Yeah.
We are constantly, and even on YouTube, there are couples that break each other. There are families that break each other. The idea of a guy thinking that he's in a prank, and then something actually crazy happens. It's brilliant.
Wow. Thanks. Maybe I'll actually write it. So I've had it sitting around for a couple years. I think I wrote like a page or two on it.
Fucking write it, man. Let me be an extra in it, yo. Well, also, if it's because I've been challenging myself to write like a play, play. I don't know what about, but I'm just saying, with Tom inspired me. But I also, it's because movies are like, I don't like movies, but I like plays. Like, I would watch a play. Like, I'll watch any play ever made, dude. So I was like, oh, I should write a play, but I'm not good at writing.
Yeah, I'm almost better at talking about the idea than actually writing down, like, this character says this. This character says this.
Yeah, that
I think happens. It'd be cool. Yeah. So I've described the idea. It'd be cool if I could just hand it off to a writer. He writes it for like whatever TV writers get paid, a few thousand dollars, and then I sell it or shoot it.
I think you gotta earn that level of trust from a writer. You know what I mean? I think that's an achievement that is to be unlocked. Because that, I bet you $1 million, that's what Sandler does. You know what I mean? When it says written by Adam Sandler, you know he goes, listen, guys, I'm busy. I put a special on there. I got your flavored creamer. I'm going to go have sex with my wife twice, Matt. I'm going to do 2 laps, and then I'll hit you with some punchlines. But I'm busy.
Facts.
Like, you got to earn that, Tom Welmer. You got to write that movie. You got to write another movie. And then people will go, what's Tom's idea? Make it happen.
True.
Facts.
Any other thoughts on the movie idea?
I'm in.
Yeah. No notes. You made such a good movie. I thought I forgot we were talking about your movie, and I was like, this is surely Hollywood has made this.
Yeah, I don't know if there's been a movie exactly like that. There might have been like a sort of movie where somebody tricks somebody into a murder. There's got to be.
You could say based on, or you could say inspired by actual events. And then because in one of the Koreas, there was a political assassination, and the two women that were delivering the serum to Stabby Poke the guy, they said, oh, we thought we were on a reality TV show. We were supposed to tag this guy with this fake poison.
Yeah.
And then they were going to give us $17,000, and then we were going to get on the plane fly away.
Shit.
And did that happen?
That really happened.
Yeah.
But then, but now these women are saying that they were even hired by a booking agency to be on a reality TV show. Like, so I think you have so much. That's such a good movie, dude. You got to get on that. How are you going to come up with that tomorrow if you don't get on this right now,
dude? Facts, dude. I had this from Patreon before you fucking make this.
I like the idea, too. Like, you could watch, like, things that actually happen like that and see the reaction because you're saying, like, is it plausible he's this dumb? See, like,
made
it seem real to them. So you could, like, watch, like, that kind of thing happening and, like, see, like, you know, like, mimic, like, what they're doing in it. Like, mimic how they reacted to it when they thought it was, like, a joke or, like a sketch.
Yeah.
So you're saying, like, some of the sketches, like, the fake arguments in public could be filmed like Borat style, where you're actually in public filming it.
Would it be like a dark comedy? Would you
want it to be?
So like parts of it could be like ridiculous because for the comedy aspect of it, but then you can make other parts real, and you can make like people like empathize with the character because, you know, maybe even have a part of it like where it's like, did she kill her dad even? Like, maybe the audience is still deciding, is this a prank? And, like, are you on his side? And then, you know, maybe.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Where you kind of trick the audience and, like, you know, they like, unravels that it's real. And it's like, you know, kind of leave them guessing, like, is this a prank or is this not? Maybe even, like, the beginning ones, you could already trick the audience into thinking something's real. And then it turns out to be a prank. And so the audience is just kind of like, oh, they're pranking us again. It's kind of like how they get people like join cults. Yeah.
True. Exactly.
Yeah, and you keep gaslighting the audience.
Depending on where you're filming, too, you can definitely like put like a vending machine in the background, like any kind of thing, if you want. Like, but if it happened to be like one of the socks or something like that.
I know that vending machine, but it's cocked.
Saxon would probably be integral to the plot now.
What are you snacking on? I can't see.
It's just chips and cheese.
Oh, that's good. I actually, Tom, like, messaged me. I was, like, shoving breadsticks in my mouth before I came on. I was like, oh, no.
I'm eating a weird snack. It's baby food.
What? Dude, is that like the pugs?
Show this to me. I think you showed this to me at Tip Top, dude. I thought you were taking like medication or something.
No, well.
What is weirder, him taking medication constantly through the thing or eating fucking baby snacks?
So the ones I had at Tip Top, they're called Super Puffs. They're not baby food, but they stopped making them. It's just like it's like Cheerios made of rice, and it's like half the calories of Cheerios. It's insane. And I was looking on Amazon, and it looks like they just went full on baby with the Super Puffs. So they charge more. They're marketed for baby food. But my thought was, shit, I cannot find a cereal that's as low calorie as this. Cheerios is like 110 calories.
You put it in milk, Tom?
If I'm at home.
Well, what's it flavored like?
This one is banana. They've got flavors, banana, apple.
Just saying, if I was pulled over, I would much rather have a gun in my car than a lot of baby food.
Yeah.
I actually just tried these because they stopped making my normal ones that aren't marketed for babies. And I think I'm going to put them, if I'm taking it out in public, I'm going to put them in like a water bottle thing that fits in my cup holder.
You absolutely must.
You have to rip that label off before it gets in your household, dude. You have to make sure it doesn't enter your domicile with baby food labels on it, Tom.
But I find it odd. Don't you want babies to get fat and to gain weight, to grow?
Yeah.
So why would the baby version of Cheerios be half the calories per unit volume of normal Cheerios?
Because they need like 100 calories to just live. Like it takes them less calories to just live. So the low calories.
Allison's gone. This weirdo.
I don't know what's going on.
When we talk about baby stuff too.
Honestly, baby stuff, guys. I don't know about this. I'm gonna go ahead and. I like the idea of yoked babies, like super ripped babies that are eating Tom's kind of baby food, where he's like, "No, I want more calories in this," and you just got like babies lifting weights and shit.
Yeah, I like the baby that eats Tom's low calorie cereal, and it's like, pussy. He's smoking a cigar. He's a baby. He's ripped.
Dude, I would die there in a second.
Any shows or something you want to plug before we go?
I'm going to be in Kalamazoo on the 18th and 19th for JC Ramos's show and Casey Curran's show.
Oh, okay, yeah.
One of them is a Buzzword show, and one of them is in a pizzeria. So it will probably be with Italians in it. Please come out and see me.
I'm in Kalamazoo on the 18th, and on the 19th, I'm volunteering with a wildlife facility to get rid of invasive species on part of the walking paths in the Zealand area. I'm going to be on the Lansing show on the 22nd. Cut that part, maybe. I don't want to get that.
I won't cut it, but I'll put like a beep noise.
Nice. Beep. I'll put redacted over.
Follow us at Dot Comic Productions. Follow me at Niles the River.
At the end of the month, and I'm going to be in Alpena on the 28th and Jackson on the 29th with Future Comedy. And then also you can catch me every Tuesday at Beggar's Banquet at Beggar's Can't Be Choosers, a comedy show I'm a producer of. And every Sunday at Sunday Night Heat.
We are producers on that show.
Me and Niles are both producers on that show every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Anyway, I'll be at that Buzzword show in Kalamazoo also on the 19th. I've been doing this Gaming McFitness thing where I Twitch stream. I make these homemade video game controllers built into fitness machines, I stream from those.
Thanks for letting me be on last minute.
Thanks for doing it last minute.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.
Dude, no, officer, it's baby food. I make fitness controllers.
Yeah. Please, I'm trying to explain.
Yeah, that is a weird thing because
I go on Twitch and I make controllers out of chewing gum. What is too complicated?
The car is off.
Crazy thing is that
no, they joke. It's a bit about murder, but it's a real murder, but it's a bit. Listen.
officer.
And I do bring all the crazy wiring stuff back and forth to Grand Rapids because I live in an apartment here, so I can't build it here. So I build it over there.
Oh, too obvious.
He's got bombs and baby food.
Bombs and baby food. That should be the name of your autobiography, Tom.
So yeah, I'll be in my car. I'll be filled with weird wiring shit and baby food.
And baby food.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I don't know. You're not doing anything illegal, but this is fucked up.
Holy shit, dude.
They could arrest
I'm not weird at all. I was trying to do a bit about only washing my driver's side door because you don't need to wash the entire car. That'll make me look even less weird.
Why?
What's the logic behind this? Oh, we're almost out of time. But
the only reason that you need to, you don't want to get dirt on your pants when getting in and out of the car.
Aww.
So that part of the car needs to be clean, but you don't need to wash the rest of it.
Tom, you're a practical dude. I like that.
I'm not even fucking ever cleaning my car, so I'm
how
still...
How dirty is your car gets where you're getting dirty by touching the inside of your car? What happens in your car, Tom?
You gotta eat the whole calorie baby food, Tom.
Tom, what's happening in the car?
Tom, please. Tom,
why is your car door so dirty?
No, the door is clean. Everything else is...
No. The outside of it... Listen. Nothing weird.
Thank you for letting me be on the show. Thank you, Mom. I miss you so much.
This is so fun. Oh, fuck.